Welcome back to the latest episode of Hivecast. Hivecast is a podcast about all things enterprise networking and the related industries. This week, I have a special guest. It's Edward Ramirez from AeroHive. Edward, welcome to the show.
How's it going, Bradley?
It's good. It's good. So for our listeners that don't know you, give us a background on what you do for AeroHive.
I run the state, local, and education team at AeroHive Networks. I've been here over 8 years, so I have a primary focus on K through 12, as well as higher ed and state and local agencies. So I've been doing this for a while and considered kind of the E-rate expert as well at this time. So anything that I can do to help anybody out there, feel free to contact me.
Well, it's interesting you bring up E-rate because we are finishing up the most recent E-rate season. And so for listeners that aren't in education, what is E-rate? Give us a background on what that program is.
Sure. It's federally funded. Usually there's a universal service fee that appears on your phone bills. And the objective is to make sure that all the K-12 schools have connectivity. So there's category one, which is for data transmission services and internet access. And then category two is where AeroHive Network falls into. So it's for internal connections, managed broadband services, and internal connections that are available through money for each of the K-12 and library organizations that we have across the United States.
Well, yeah, it makes sense because, you know, if you got a great backhaul connection, let's say you have a, you know, 10 gig connection to your school from your internet service provider. If you don't have the internal network to, you know, to manage it and to take advantage of it, then it's kind of useless. So it really does make sense for some of these resources to go towards building up the internal infrastructure, because that's really just as important. That's half of the pie right there.
Yes, I would agree. That's been our main focus about since 2014 with the modernization order that came through for Category 2 services. That's when we really went to the forefront with education and were able to help schools get wireless and other infrastructure set up for them to support all their initiatives.
Now, I've been told that Form 471 funding requests for AeroHive products and services is up 55% year over year this year. What's the main benefit that AeroHive brings to schools and school districts?
We're providing the high speed connectivity with our solution. We can support high density environments, so we can come in there and you can just grow along with your deployments. And then that gives us the advantage to help out with one-to-one initiatives, BYOD access for both students and faculty. And then we're doing a lot around artificial intelligence and machine learning. I know those are key buzzwords nowadays, but we're supporting IoT devices that are out there with security cameras, smart boards. And then the main thing that we've focused on from the beginning is making sure that the teachers and the faculty have the right tools for digital learning and testing applications.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned IoT, because that's something I've been reading a lot about over the past few years. And that's an area where Wi-Fi 6 with its target wake time feature really was designed with IoT in mind. So what role do you see Wi-Fi 6 playing in schools in the next few years? Do you think that's something the IT directors are rapidly looking to get deployed?
Based on the initial numbers for the 471s, a third of our applications were filled with Wi-Fi 6. So our 802.11ax family was very much well-received throughout the market, as we were the first ones to go out there and actually ship product. I think with that, we're going to have a couple other things coming down the road. So I invite all of our users to explore different options that they'll have with Wi-Fi 6. Also, we have other access points in our family, and that includes switches and routers. So that gives you the full stack, and you have a single pane of glass as well to monitor the network.
Yeah, the single pane of glass, I think, is the key thing that a lot of districts are looking for. And not only single pane of glass for all their networking gear, but then all of their campuses. So let's say you're a school district that has 10 campuses spread across your city. With AeroHive products, you can have everything under one window. So if you need to push out a configuration change, a policy change, you can do that for the entire district with one click of a button, rather than having to even drive on site to multiple districts or to VPN into that district's network, you know, school's network to make the change. It's just literally one click. And I think that is probably driving a lot of school districts on wanting to unify their campuses under one policy, set of policies, one set of configurations, and being able to manage that really from anywhere, not have to worry about even going on site or, you know, remoting into that particular building or campus. So my next question is, you know, what's kind of coming with classroom technology? What do you see over the next 10 years?
Over the next 10 years, I kind of see some of the same things falling in line with, one-to-one device initiatives. We have still a lot of things going on with BYOD. I think those are where there's concern with some of the networking teams that I've talked to, is they want to figure out how they can manage the flood of BYOD devices coming onto the network as we move across the next coming years. So we're building a lot of things here at AeroHive to give you more actionable insights so that you can basically control the network to your advantage and also provide any relief that you might need by kind of fast forward and thinking for you. So with some of the aspects that we have within our Hive Manager, which is our cloud management tool, we're able to give you those insights. I think that's where you're going to see a lot of more robust and fast cloud speed there with some of the different things that we're working on for you to give you the leniency that you need. Because a lot of times the networking team at the K-12 facility or organization does not have the bandwidth to actually do everything for the school that they need to do. So this is going to give you that added advantage that you're going to need for your programs.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, because even if they've got the internal bandwidth, you know, really in 2019, we don't want to be, you know, tinkering with our networks all day. We want them to work for us. And I think that's kind of what Hive Manager is set up to do for its users now. With the AI and machine learning, it's becoming another set of hands for you. With the Amazon Alexa support and Hive Manager shortcuts, like it's more of a proactive tool rather than just a management tool. Is that correct?
Yes. And also just going back to when we were talking about Wi-Fi 6, you can have mixed environments with our hardware, but I think now where our focus is, since we're more of a cloud management company now, is with Hive Manager, the developments. And what you're going to see down the road is what the intelligence being brought to the table is where people are going to really benefit from, not only from a faculty or staffing perspective, but also the students, because we'll be able to change a lot of the things that are going on now to streamline operations in order to give you guys the best experience possible for everybody that's available on the network.
AeroHive has a lot of great resources on the websites, aerohive.com/E-rate. You can get some great education-based content like the Wi-Fi Buyer's Guide that kind of guides you throughout the entire process of, you know, what things you should be considering when building a network. The worst thing you can do is to build a network that doesn't work for your school. And especially with this Category 2 money, you want to make it count, because it's not like you're going to be able to redo it the next year. You know, this thing's going to have to last for a couple years at least. And so you want to do it right the first time. And really, if you look at AeroHive's model of the ability to scale up is really just profound, because you can start with one device and scale up to, you know, hundreds of thousands of access points spread across your entire district without having to buy on-site hardware at each one. You don't have to have an on-site controller or on-site, you know, management system. One managed system can handle the entire district. So it really is a simple deployment for school districts, even the largest ones. Edward, as we wrap up, anything else, any parting words for our listeners?
Yes, as you touched on it, we have a vast library of educational content on our website. We also have in-house experts in the state, local, and education markets that can help answer your questions. Of course, our partner community is also very instrumental to the success that we've had in the past. So I wanted to make sure that I pass along a thank you from Aerohive Networks to all our K-12 customers and partners. You've been very instrumental to our ongoing success as a company.
Thanks, everybody, for listening this week. We'll have another episode real soon. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts if you want to have episodes downloaded automatically to your smartphone. And you can always check out blog.aerohive.com for the latest episodes. Thanks, everybody, for listening.